Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Congressional Democrats have introduced a new tax plan. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports the billionaires' income tax will apply to the wealthiest Americans.
Democrats say these new rules would apply to about 700 people, and those are people who earn more than $100 million a year or have more than $1 billion in assets over 3 years. So a fairly small group of people. These billionaires would have to report how much their assets gained or lost each year. Then they'd be taxed on those gains or could write off the losses.
That's NPR's Kelsey Snell reporting. The new tax plan would help pay for President Biden's social spending plan. Democrats say they're close to reaching an agreement on the legislation after weeks of negotiations. More than 100 people charged in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol have pleaded guilty so far. But as NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports, some defendants are pledging to take their cases to trial and act as their own attorney.
At least five people charged in connection with the Capitol attack are representing themselves in federal court. Some are using arguments common with the extremist anti-government sovereign citizen movement. Judges have tried to discourage people from acting as their own attorney, what's known as going pro se, but it's a fairly ironclad constitutional right. That said, experts tell NPR that just because it's legally allowed does not make it wise. Acting as your own attorney is so risky that one legal scholar calls it the right to shoot oneself in the foot. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
Americans seem to be backing away from last year's calls to defund police. NPR's Martin Costi reports that's according to a new survey by the Pew Research Center.
Last summer, at the height of the George Floyd protests, Pew asked a sampling of U.S. adults about funding for police in their communities, and about 25% said it should be reduced. By September of this year, that number had fallen to 15%. At the same time, the percentage wanting more spending on police rose from 31 to 47%. Whites were more likely to back more funding, though support has grown fastest among blacks. The shift since last year coincides with increases in shootings and murders around the country, and in a separate Pew survey, with a big jump in respondents saying that violent crime is, quote, a very big problem. Martin Costi, NPR News.
A powerful storm system is bringing heavy rain and high winds to parts of the Northeast. Flood watches have been issued from northern New Jersey and northeastern Pennsylvania into most of southern New England. Forecasters say some areas could receive wind gusts of up to 75 miles per hour. States of emergency have been declared in New Jersey and New York. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The suspect in Monday's deadly shooting at a shopping mall in Boise has died. Police in Idaho say the man opened fire at the mall, killing two people and wounding four others, including a police officer. At a news conference on Tuesday, authorities say the gunman had previous run-ins with mall security. Idaho Governor Brad Little said the shooting is unthinkable, adding that the state is ready to assist in the investigation. It's been 3 years since a gunman opened fire at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, killing 11 people and wounding six. Julia Zankovich from member station WESA reports a ceremony will be held today to remember the victims.
The attack on the synagogue building was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Since the shooting, the three congregations and other organizations in Pittsburgh's Jewish community have worked with the families of the victims to mourn their loss and rebuild community. Today, the 1027 Healing Partnership, which was established in the aftermath of the attack, will hold a ceremony to remember those killed and injured. The event will include prayers from Jewish community leaders, an interfaith statement of solidarity, and a candlelighting by the families in memory of those who died. For NPR News, I'm Julia Zankovich in Pittsburgh.
The Atlanta Braves took Game 1 of the World Series against the Houston Astros last night, 6-2. Braves pitcher Charlie Morton will sit the rest of the series out after he left the game with a leg injury in the bottom of the third inning. Game 2 gets underway tonight in Houston. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.